SGLA hosts own expo to educate about social gaming. The Social Gaming Leadership Alliance, SGLA, gathered key figures from the online social games sector for its inaugural Online Social Games Expo on October 2, 2025, just days before the Global Gaming Expo, G2E, in Las Vegas. The virtual panel, which was held in Washington, D.C., brought together executives to push back against what organizers called persistent misunderstandings about sweepstakes-based games. Speakers stressed the platform's focus on casual entertainment, strong protections for users, and their potential to generate revenue for states and tribes. This event came after SGLA's proposal for a similar discussion at G2E was turned down, prompting the group to create its own space for open dialogue. The expo highlighted how these free-to-play games operate differently from traditional real-money gambling. Players use virtual currencies for fun and can optionally obtain sweepstakes entries at no cost, which lead to prizes through chance-based draws. Quote, "While the name of our discussion was slightly tongue-in-cheek, the substance of it was not. We thought it was important to share our industry's perspective leading into the Global Games Expo. From robust age verification and player protections to the entertainment online social games with sweepstakes provide, the Online Social Games Expo discussion covered a lot of important ground about online social games with sweepstakes promotions." Jeff Duncan, SGLA Executive Director. Voices from the panel. Panelists shared first-hand accounts of how their platforms keep things safe and enjoyable for everyday users. Derek Brinkman, Executive Product Advisor at Virtual Gaming Worlds, VGW, which runs sites like Chumba Casino and Global Poker, explained measures to prevent overindulgence. High-spending players must submit financial statements, like tax returns, so teams can set tailored limits based on their means. However, Berkman maintained that most players don't ever reach the $2,000 limit, which is just in place to make sure that anyone playing more frequently or more aggressively can afford it. He added that typical players drop about $25 a week on these games, often in quick bursts, making it more like a video game break than a high-stakes wager. Others echoed this emphasis on accessibility and responsibility. Brian Schroeder, General Counsel at ARB Interactive, pointed to shrinking state budgets as a reason for lawmakers to consider regulating rather than restricting these platforms. According to him, states are not in a position to disregard hundreds of millions or even tens of millions of dollars in potential revenue when social gaming operators provide this opportunity and are looking for regulatory oversight and a jurisdictional partner to work with us. The group also spoke about age checks requiring ID and selfies for those 21 and older, countering claims that the games draw in younger crowds. A response to rejection. SGLA's move to host the expo stemmed directly from its rebuffed overture to G2E, an annual gaming event organized by the American Gaming Association. The alliance had sought a spot to discuss social games place alongside real money options, but organizers declined without explanation, reflecting a long-standing friction between the two entities. Duncan described the independent event as a proactive step to educate industry stakeholders ahead of the larger show, where sweepstakes operators anticipate a chilly reception. The expo highlights the need for regulations that acknowledge social gaming's unique features, such as shorter sessions and built-in limits, which provide a more controlled environment while generating revenue.